All right, so we're reading Isaiah chapter 44. So God was saying here, he said, "For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground." He said, "I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Notice this. God is saying that, verse 2 said, "Thus says the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you?" That is, God is saying, "I am the one that will help you. And when I'm going to help you, a dry ground is no threat to me because I can pour out water upon the land that is thirsty and streams on the dry ground." Are you getting the point I'm making? Now let's go back to where we were, Isaiah chapter 30. So the Lord was now saying that, look, once you have broken away from this, your idols, he said, then he will give you rain for the seed which you will sow in the ground, and bread from the yield of the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. On that day, your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. Are you getting the point? That is, God is saying that first, you take away your faith in the things that cannot help you. Now, get my point. When he says the things that cannot help, it means that he thinks they cannot help. It doesn't mean you are thinking they can't help. Do you understand the point I'm making? That is, when the children of Israel were going to run down to Egypt, they thought that was where help was. But God is saying that, listen, in returning and in rest, you will be saved. That is, you draw near to God, and based upon your faith in God, you will forget all the things that hitherto have you have placed your faith in. You know, there's something, I was listening to my pastor the other day, and he was saying something which I think I should share with us. He said he was wondering why God asked that when they come, people come to pray, what they should do is to forgive. Do you understand my point? That he said that when you stand before God praying, you first forgive whatever anybody has done to you. You understand? If you have something against anybody, you go and settle with the person. He said he was wondering why did God emphasize the issue of forgiveness? Why didn't he say, okay, if you stole, you go and restore? Are you following what I'm saying? All right. He said, look, why did he focus on forgiveness? Why, there are many other sins people could be involved in, but he didn't focus on that. He chose the word of forgiveness alone. Then he said he now got his understanding. And that's what I want to share with us briefly. He said, now when you are going to come into God to ask, now, you know, first thing, if somebody offends you, you have something against somebody, what it means is this. You expected the person to do something and he or she did not do it. Do you understand my point? That is, maybe, let me give a very good example, practical one now. You have thought that, okay, oh, now that I have left school, this man is going to help me get a job in this particular place. After all, he's my father's friend. And he used to come to our house. In fact, personally, I served him beer many times. All right, he's very close to my brother, to my father. So you have an expectation of him. So you put in your application, being so sure that, he said, well, how far? And I said, look, for me, nothing spoiled. My father's friend is the chairman of the board. Okay. So that day you go, ah, Uncle, how now? Fred, how are you doing? Uncle, I'm very fine now. Just to greet you. Oh, you know why you were greeting him. Okay? Then the day of the interview comes. The man was there on the board, and at the moment you saw him, you knew that nothing spoiled. You are in. And then the list comes out, and you are out. That is, you had an expectation of that man, and he did not fulfill it. Do you get the point I am making? Then you now go to God to go and pray. God said, forgive. Now, why did he choose the one forgive? Because that is the only hindrance to your faith at this point in time. You placed your faith in men, and they have failed you. Now, for you to still be angry shows that your faith is still in them. Are you getting the point I am making? If your faith had departed away from them, you will no longer be angry. You know, there are things that happened to me in the past, and it's a pity that Kingsley cannot stop this thing because of his technical problem. I would love to share some things with you, but I, you know, there are things that you are used to it by now. I don't put some things on tape, and this one is a bit long. Okay? But let me just say that there are times things have happened. Maybe people thought they had offended me, and when we're able to stop the tape, I'll give you the gist. Is that okay? and they're kind of unhappy. You know, they feel like, hey, this guy has been offended because they did something that is wrong. I remember a particular incident. I went and told another person, say, go and tell this, my friend, that he shouldn't feel bad because the way I relate with God in my life, he has not offended me. Do you get the point I am making? That, let me give you, now, this, what I want to tell you is not what happened, but just to give you an example. Let's assume that you want to live here now and go down to Independence Layout. And then you told Operichi, wait for me, I'm going with you. You're going to give me a lift. And then Operichi finishes, jumps into her car and zooms off. And you get downstairs. Ah, where is this young woman? She has gone. And I was going to the house, just 3 houses away from hers. But that's, to make it worse, you check into your pocket. It happens to be one of those days that in your rush, you did not bring money out. It happened to me again and again. So the tendency is that, oh, what's wrong with this girl? Oh, you start whining and complaining. Are you following the point I'm making? Now, this kind of person I am, God has done it that I am not angry. From the bottom, no, listen. I said, God, well, you saw when she was going. You didn't obstruct her. You saw when I was forgetting money. Did not remind me. Now, here we are. Maybe you want me to exercise. I go begin trek. No, that, and get my point, I will not. Hey, even if anger starts rising, I start killing it. That's the issue of what? Forgiving. That is, I hold nothing. Look, when the brothers of Joseph came to him, what did they say? They say, you remember we sold into slavery? No, the first disciple among them, they said, you know, our father has died now. This guy is going to ice us. First time, you know the story now. Don't you know Joseph in Egypt? Uh-huh. Now, when he first met his brothers, they were afraid of him. Do you get my point? But was he angry with them?
No.
They asked him, they said, look, don't deal with us badly now that our father has died. He said, am I in God's stead? That is, are you putting me in the place of God to judge your actions? God may have raised me up, but listen, I am not God yet. Oh yes, I know you meant it for good, for evil, but God meant it for good. As far as I am concerned, I relate with God. As for your actions, God will judge you, not me. That's why he said, look, am I in God's stead? Have you placed me as judge over your lives? I am not your judge. You know, when we arrived just now and discovered the things that are missing here that caused us to start late, caused a lot of these technical problems. I just told myself, somebody wants to upset me today before I preach. Okay. I will refuse to get upset. I said, should I pray God forgive the person? I said, why? Why should you forgive him? If you like, forgive him. If you like, don't. No, that's my own. I don't know him. So maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. And God knows he doesn't know what he's doing. You judge him according. So maybe he stole it because he's hungry. God knows that he's hungry. Whether he's wicked or hungry. But I won't pray God forgive him, for he doesn't know what he's doing. Honestly, I don't pray such prayers most of the time. No. He said, well, Jesus prayed it. That is Jesus. When you're not hanging me on the cross and I'm not dying for the sins of the world. Do you follow the point I am making? No, honestly. No, but I don't judge. I will not pass judgment. I won't say, God, shoot this person or kill him or steal his own things. No. I'll just relax my body. I just forget the person. Now, if you have a gospel to preach to me on why I should be praying that God should forgive those who, people like that, who come to steal things, come and share with me afterwards. I will learn it. All right? But if it's my personal friend and I know him, I will pray for him because I love him. You understand my point? I don't love a stranger. I didn't even see the fellow. Maybe it's a dog that came and carried it. Mm-hmm. I was not there, you know. I hope you are getting the point of what I'm saying. So what I'm just saying is this. But because I have nothing, look, my life is not in the hands of a thief. I am not really angry or unforgiving towards the fellow. Do you follow the point I'm making? And that's what God is saying here. That when you have thrown away all your idols and removed all your faith that you have in men and in places, don't forget, Pharaoh represents people. Egypt represents what? Places. That people have thought that, I told you once, a young man sent me an email. I didn't even know him from somewhere. He wants me to help him. He just had this opportunity to get a Canadian visa and he needs 10,000 naira. He went on and on and on and on. The moment I finished reading the mail, I clicked on delete and deleted it. I said, well, I said, I don't want to read his name because, you know, the young man made a mistake. He thinks that before me, a Canadian visa is precious, so I will feel his passion. Madness. Me? You may as well tell me that, sir. Send me 5,000 naira. Because you see, right now, I'm studying engineering university of UNEC. And I want to change to ESUT to go and study chemistry or physics or math. And this is my opportunity. I will ask you, what is wrong with UNEC and engineering? What is so beautiful about ESUT and chemistry or another course in engineering? That is the way it is with me, that a young man from Nigeria wants to run to Canada. No, he felt the thing will move me. If he has sent that, okay, I'm about to graduate, I don't have money to finish my project, I will have been moved. I hope you are getting the point I am making. You're following my point. That, look, listen, as far as I am concerned, I always quote Archbishop Benson in Daosa, who said, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator anywhere. I hope you are getting the point I am making. And that's my mentality. And God is saying that when you have removed your faith from all the mundane things on this earth, then upon the seed that you will plant in difficult times, I will pour water. Are you getting the point I am making? That's why I started by saying that I'm not saying that every time you plant seed, it will produce. No, but we plant according to faith. Listen, it is not presumption. You are saying that you have come to understand that I'm a blessed man anywhere. And based upon that knowledge, I plant my seed. And I pray one simple prayer. Now listen to this. Things succeed because God determined that they will succeed. Are you following me? I explained to you before, one of these last few sessions we had, that persistence is not the key to success. Did you hear me? I've read stories of men who persisted in doing wrong, and that is, they wanted to achieve something, but the thing was not achievable. I told you last time about that I was reading the story of J.P. Gates, and he said, there are things that are impossible, and you have to learn to recognize them. But that, now let me use my own words, that when God opens your eyes, what God gives you is wisdom to see the possible where people are saying impossible. Not as if you just start doing nonsense, believing that nonsense will work. Do you get my point? The story I was reading to you now about that man from Econet, he said, look, we never saw Nigeria as a risk. That is, people say it's risky. We didn't see the risk. That is, God opened our eyes, and where people said there is a casting down, all we could see was what? A lifting up. Are you getting the point I'm making? Based upon that faith, he planted his seed. They started making money. So much that the money they were making was not enticing to big companies like Vodacom. And let me tell you the truth. Things don't succeed just because people plan them to succeed. It is because God opens your eyes, you see what God is able to do in your life, and you step out and God pours water upon your seed. That's my emphasis for today. That is, I am not saying, listen, that when you start, people will not tell you that what you are doing is going to fail. People will say that. And I'm not saying that there will not be circumstances physical that people can use to predict the failure of the seed that you have planted. After all, we are talking about people planting in dry ground. That's crazy. People planting in dry ground, it doesn't make sense. But you plant knowing that God will pour forth water upon this seed that I'm putting in the ground. That's what we are saying. I've said it again and again. When people say, Nigeria has no hope, I say, you don't get my point. I have never felt that the kind of potholes on the road to my house are the way good roads should be. I've never felt so. NEPA always takes light. I'm aware they take my light every day. But I'm saying that despite that it is dry, that when I put my seed, God will pour water upon it. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I don't believe any company exists doing GSM anywhere in the world that's making as much profit as MTN. Yet, NEPA doesn't work here. Do you get the point that I'm making? NEPA does not work. NEPA does not work. Look, I said when Vodacom came to Nigeria, the men they brought, when Vodacom withdrew from the Econet bid deal, the men resigned and joined and said, man, this is where the action is. Yet, NEPA doesn't work. I hope you are getting the point I am making. That is, what is happening is that God will pour seed with water upon the seed that you have planted. Listen, things just don't work because men plant, but because God pours his water upon it. And listen, if you are planting your seed in the dry ground, don't forget to pray to God for water upon that seed. That is, every time people give you excuses why it shouldn't work, that's your prayer point for the day. Did you hear what I'm saying? That, look, NEPA doesn't come regularly. Say, Baba God, I heard that NEPA doesn't come regularly, but this seed is in the ground. You will pour the water of electricity upon it. How you are going to do it, I don't know. I hope you are getting the point I am making. That is, we are saying that by you, by your hands, prosperity will be restored upon the land that was dry. Because you plant seed. Now that your seed therefore triggers God to pour water. Listen to me. God does not waste things. Did you hear what I said? God does not waste. He doesn't just pour water for the sake of pouring it alone. There will be a reason. If Elijah did not sacrifice, fire will not fall from heaven. Do you get my point? There has to be something that fire was going to consume. That's the point I'm trying to underscore. That if you say because the place is dry, the solution is exit. God said it is dry because I don't have reason right now to pour water upon it. If you put a seed, you give me an excuse. Look, listen, that's what it means to be a blessed person. Remember this thing I read. Look, I can't get away from this. This is, you know, you've heard me say it again and again. This is how my life is going to be like. Or in fact, it's already on the course. That is, before I started, this man said, you can fight over the company now. He said, but if I am dying, I will remember the day that Nigerians queued up to buy lines from Econet. He said, and there will be a smile on my face. Somebody will say, you are dying, why are you smiling? He said, I just remember that day in Nigeria. Because when I walked in, I came in to be able to communicate with the outside world. I had to bring a satellite phone. After staying just a few months, Nigerians are queuing up, and every those days before GSM started, they say, in Ghana, everybody's using it. Last time I went to Lagos, I said, I'm sure we have defeated Ghana now. No, really. Because I saw a truck driver using one hand to steer a big truck because he was talking on the GSM phone. At the Arab, I'm telling you. I looked, I said, you know, we should learn to be thankful. We were able to complain 4 years ago or 3 years ago, but we have not remembered to be thanking God for this one that he has done. But here is somebody taking pride. He said, I'm a part of it. He said, I was a part of it in Lesotho. That's how we did it in Botswana. I did it like that in Zimbabwe. Get my point. See the guy's photograph. He's a young man. Yet, he's already telling you, that's his face here. I don't have to tell this guy is young. He's telling you stories of, I was part of this. I was part of that. I was part of this. But you know what most of us would rather be? So, boy, the moment he started, I got the first visa. No, really. Oh, no, I bought a beautiful house. They don't take light where it's in my own part of Australia or in London or whatever. No, that place, our road is good. Then when you are dying, what will you remember? Ah, I lived for the last 40 years without power failure. I think it's a useless life. Honestly, I think it is. I mean, what is the positive thing that is moving the person? Nothing. I said, look, you should know how this thing moved me. I brought it to come and read it to you, newspaper. Because the man looked and said, I was part of this. When I was coming, this was the problem. I mean, by the time he arrived, 500,000 lines was all Nitel could generate over a few decades. 3 years down the line, Abi. Is it over 3 years? Yeah, this is the third year. 3 years down the line, between all of them, we have over 4 million. What am I saying? Yeah. Econet has over 1 million. MT has over 2 million. Vodacom, surprisingly, but last month, they had over 750,000 lines. I was surprised. And Nitel that you think are small boys, their GSM is, well, you can contest this, but they claim to be the most widespread that they are beating MTN. I was surprised, though, when I heard this. I was arguing. Then my friend told me that they got to Sokoto long before MTN came near the desert. Now, but the point is that something changed and somebody was a part of it. Are you getting the point I'm making? But what I'm saying is this. God is waiting for people to plant their seed. I am not saying that natural things will show that it's correct to plant the seed. But God will open somebody's eyes. He will see what other people are not seeing in a particular place. And because of what he's seeing, God will pour water upon that seed when he has planted it. Are you following the point I'm making? Take an example. When I read this man's story, in fact, this was very late at night. My wife was asleep. In fact, I slept and woken up when I took him as I read it. Then I knelt down and began to pray. I pray for Nigerian judiciary because of him. Did you hear what I said? Because after I walked, look, he said, he went to go and challenge something in court. And the opponents now decided, okay, The court has no jurisdiction, which was just a delaying time. I mean, what more jurisdiction can a high court in Lagos have over business that's happening in Lagos? So, of course, those one now, the court said, all right, we have jurisdiction. So what's the next delaying tactic? They took it to the appeal court to go and find out whether that court has jurisdiction over the matter. And the appeal court set the date of is it hearing or judgment for September. Maybe like 4 or 5 months after the whole thing started. And this is business battle that's going on by the day. You set judgment for maybe like 5-6 months down the line. That night I prayed. Because I've heard, you know, we shout, foreign investment, foreign investment, foreign investment. I've heard people who talk with investors, that's foreign people, said, you know why I'm not coming to your country? Say, why? He said, because you don't have a judiciary. He said, if somebody defrauds of our money, where do we go to? He said, that is number. Look, you would think it's because of armed robbery. They are not afraid of thieves. Are you getting the point I'm making? Now, what I'm trying to say is that we're talking about God pouring water. A man so said, he cost me in my bedroom at 1 a.m. to be praying about something. That's what I'm saying. That it is because of you that God will turn around captivity. Are you getting the point I'm making? That if all the precious seed, all the treasures are packed upon the back of donkeys, and then went to, we go to dangerous places just to get to the place of rest. God said, that is the reason why I'll frustrate all your movements. But in returning and in rest, will you be saved? That's what God is saying. And he said, because you've returned and you are resting and you are planting seed, you give me an excuse to turn things around. You know, something happened the other day that involved my brother. And while I was praying, something dawned on my heart because I felt that this was a very ridiculous thing that was happening. It was a lapse in some things with the WAEC and all that. And the guy is having problems after he graduated. His school is not releasing his final result. So I was really upset about it. Really, really upset. Really, really upset. And first time I went to church, I saw a young man from the same school who told me some things. Most of you know Deji now, my brother. So when the young man finished telling me, and there's one particular woman, and that's, I went back home and called my wife. I said, come, I heard there's one woman who's a troublemaker there. He said, let us pray. I said, when the boy gets back there, he won't meet her on that seat. So we prayed. A few weeks later, down the line, when we're talking, and he said, that woman, they have removed her and put her somewhere else. I said, that is good. That's the first prayer point answered. Then we began to pray. Get my point? I don't want to, because there are some spiritual, I won't say it all openly yet until some things have happened. But this point I'm making. I prayed some dangerous prayers. I'm being honest with you. I prayed some very, very dangerous prayers. And I told my wife something because I was praying. It came to my mind. I said, oh, maybe this is why God allowed it to happen to my brother. Because he knows that if it happens to him, I will be stirred up where I am. And the people that have been punished for years on this thing that is not their fault, they've had nobody to cry out to God for their sake. So God looked and said, what do I do? Give me that guy. Touch him. I have a dangerous priest in Enugu. No, I'm serious. I'm telling you the honest truth. I told God, I said, if their vice chancellor is this useless, you said rulers are meant to defend righteousness and punish evil. If he will not do it, God, I remove his seat. If they sack him tomorrow, I will not be surprised. It's a scriptural principle. He's a ruler. He's supposed to enforce righteousness and defend wickedness. And punish wickedness. But what is he doing? He's allowing young men to suffer for nothing. Listen, I wrote a letter to this day about it. I don't know whether they have gotten it. I said, this man has murdered sleep. May he and the registrar never sleep until this boy is discharged and everybody like him. Maybe nobody ever cried for those children's sake until now. This thing has been going on for years. That is, it's your seed that is stirring up God in that direction. I hope what I'm saying is making sense. No, really, some of the things you hear and they don't move you, it is because you are not involved. You know, there's something, if you're my friends and I are trying to get involved, and one of them now said that, you know, some things came up about whether I will be able to do it or not and all that. And I was discussing with my wife, this is the point I want to come to. I said, one of the reasons people, like maybe you borrow money now to do a business, and that's the point I'm coming to. And you make something, you want to sell it, and day one, nothing sold. I said, next day, you will get up onto the road and start selling it yourself. Why? Because you have an investment. Are you getting the point I'm making? Most of us have this escapist mentality, so we are not even challenging God to do anything for us. You know what God told the children of Israel? He said, when you get down to Babylon, the land where I'm sending you to, He said, pray for the prosperity of that land, because henceforth I have tied your prosperity to that of the land. He said, seek her peace. But what we do, we are not seeking the peace of the country. What do? We gather and start complaining. You gather and start complaining. Look, no matter how much you complain and shout, until your heart attitude, you know, Bible talks about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Amplify uses the word, the effectual heartfelt prayer of a righteous man avails much. That is when I know that, I like that song, Wole Soyinka sang, then I don't know how he lived his life, but he sang one song. He said, I love my country. I no go lie. He said, na inside am, I go live and die. He said, if you push me like this, I go push him, I no go go. I don't know whether he lived like that, but you see, if you have that mentality, get my point. What you are doing is that you are now pushing with the strength of God. But if you want to flee on horses with the strength of God, you will run very fast. God said, I will even give you more cause to flee. I hope you are getting the point I am making. That God is promising that I will pour water upon the land that is thirsty. He said that when you plant your seed, I will pour water upon the seed you have planted. Why? Because you planted the seed. Listen. Let me go over it again. Before all the noise and prayer we gather, it's good. I'm not saying it's not good. All the complaining won't achieve anything anyway. Until men plant their seed. Listen, what God will use to turn the land like this around is when men begin to plant their seed in dry ground. That's what we're talking about, investment. Look, that was finally when I understood why men should invest. Not because we want to lay up treasure in heaven, because that's the only way you can generate productivity on this land. Are you getting the point I'm making? One brother, the other day I preached in church. When I saw him on Monday, he said, that your message yesterday, he said, it blessed me. He said, in fact, he was supposed to go and preach to some people. And then after he heard my message, he ran down, ordered the tape, and that he's going to cram it and go and recite it in the place where he's going to. He was telling me. When we now got talking, that was the Sunday after I preached here. I preached on Saturday, and we talked about power to produce wealth and power to make wealth. So I preached that same, something along that line on Sunday, and that was what he heard. He said that he had told people before that they wake up in the morning looking for what to create and generate in Enugu. He says, everybody in Enugu does it. He said, people in Abuja will run down to Enugu. They will say, this is where the action is. Do you get the point I'm making? That people will run down to Enugu from Abuja, where everybody is running to, and I think that's where money is. But people prefer to be getters, not givers. Givers look for what they can create. Listen. Maybe I should go and memorize what this man said. The thing, write it out boldly, put it on my wall. Then you read it and get challenged. That if this man, probably in his 40s, early 40s, where I'm looking at him, if he dies today, as he's dying, all he will say is, when it was happening in Lesotho, I was in the center of it. That I built a company that made the first GSM call in Nigeria. Look. And that's Nigeria's most popular, Africa's most populous nation. They were, you know? He said, I was there. And the man is talking. He says, satellite. And there's another thing he said. You know, because Nigeria didn't have good landlines laid up. Because GSM people, they use landlines to connect their long distance. Like, if you want to call somebody from Port Harcourt now, forget the fact that all of you are using mobiles, but you have to connect it with landlines usually. He said, well, Nigeria didn't have a good infrastructure on ground, which is the land is dry. Okay. So then he told Ericsson, why don't we use satellite? Ericsson said, la ye, they don't do it like that. That they were arguing with their own technical people. Ericsson, you know Ericsson now? A lot of you use Sony Ericsson phones. They were arguing. He said, so he walked in. I said, what is the argument? They said that, we said the only way we can launch in Abuja, we started in Lagos, we want to launch in Abuja next. The way we can do it, NITEC doesn't have the facility to link us. So how do we link? We use satellite. And Ericsson said, we can't do it. So he said, turn to Ericsson and said, is it that we can't do it? That it cannot be done? It has never been done. They said, it has never been done. He said, good, this will be the first. After they did, he said the MD of MTN called him and said, oh boy, you're a cowboy. He said, and MTN copied it. There were many firsts in that GSM law in Nigeria. There were many first things that have been done, never done anywhere else. But because the land was dry, they poured water upon the seed that they had sowed. You can't put $285 million down as license and you will not launch in Abuja. That initiated creativity. That the men had seed, God had to pour water upon it by reason of the wisdom that he was giving them. Am I making sense to you? Listen, God has given you seed. Let me summarize it that way. You will plant your seed, and by virtue of the planting you are going to plant your seed, God will begin to pour water. I said something one day in church. I said that when I came to Enugu, they said, there's no money in Enugu. Money is in Lagos. I was leaving Lagos and coming to Enugu. I said, it doesn't matter. Anywhere I go, money will come there. I said, you see, shortly after, CBN said all banks must have a branch near the clearing, whatever. So all banks are there opening branches in Enugu. I said, you see, now it might sound far-fetched, but God said that wherever bank goes, I must be able to send money. Listen, when Jesus had to be born in a particular place, God moved the king to issue a decree telling everybody, return to your homeland. Why? Because God has said, out of Bethlehem, right? Will this guy be born? So he caused the king to issue a decree. Everybody, go back home for census. What I'm saying is that when you plant your seed, God will cause laws to be written. That is water being poured. If you make things that are supposed to be exported, and before that there has been an ban on exports, the day you start producing, they open it. If you need more raw materials that the importation has been banned, don't worry. God is saying, I will pour water upon the seed you have put in dry ground. Look, these are the proper prayers we should pray. All these chasing witches and wizards that some of my brethren do near that water and beside Abatina. Honestly, they begin to behave like Cherubo and Seraphim and Celeb people. You don't need to chase witch and wizard. Plant seed and pray correct prayer upon your seed. They say they close the pot. They say, Baba God, I have goods. It has to move. Pots be open. God will say, oh boy. Hey guys, go and open the pot. My son said he has to move. That's what I mean when I say it's not just the sowing of the seed, but that God will pour water. And I'm giving you the promise of God today. Don't think that, but they have banned this. God said, when you are ready, I will open the ban. The heart of the king, listen, is where? In the hands of the Lord. I hope you are following the point I'm making. The lesson for today is God will pour water upon the seed that you are sowing. I said something at the beginning. It is good to lay up treasure in heaven. I have no doubt about that. But I think the church have laid up so much treasure in heaven that God is saying that. And boys, I don't know where else I'm going to store these things. That I want to multiply treasure back to you on the earth, but none of you is sowing seed. All of you are happy. I'm not saying civil service job is bad. I work for civil, I'm a civil servant. Do you understand my point? But all of you are happy there and they're sowing seed. You know, they give you 10,000 naira. Tithe, 1,000. Special offering, 1,000. This one, that you finish. You know, when church... When... You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to put that one on tape, okay? Yeah, because all we are doing is sowing seed. No, really. It's good. But listen, in my own name right now, I believe that the time has come that you carry the seed, you share it, spiritual seed, physical seed. Every month, I'm not talking about laying out treasure. Now, you see that I'm not afraid of tomorrow. That's not what we are saying. We are saying we must multiply. We must subdue the earth. Being fruitful, you know, there are two different ways by which you can multiply. When God gives you a seed, it bears fruit. Then that fruit has seeds in it. Then you sow the seeds inside it, it bears more fruit. You are multiplying. That is, after you have started a publishing company and you are making plenty of money, say, okay, what else am I going to do now? That our Enugu International Bank is, okay, they are doing public loan, they are public issue. Okay, just buy 10 million shares. Then one day, you are a director in a bank, but not because you don't have time, so you are not an executive director. Then you make so much money from this, so what else are we going to do? Okay, one cement company, government is auctioning it. Okay, Just buy 30%. It's okay. I don't have time. No, I'm serious. That is multiplication. It's different from being fruitful. What are you doing now? You're multiplying. There's another way by which you multiply. What you have learned, you start teaching other people. Go and read the story. I think if time will allow us, let me just say something briefly. Then we'll go. Read Exodus chapter 30. Let me just say this one in passing because I don't want to take it as a whole day's teaching, baby. Talking about Bezalel, when God was speaking about him. Talking about seed. Verse 3. He said, I have filled him. 31, sorry. He said, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of artistic designs. There's something I want to find. I hope I can find it. The point is that God was telling him that not only will they do those things, they will be able to teach others also. Are you getting the point I'm making? That way, you know, knowledge is something you can multiply without losing anything. And you can, look, if I know how to do something and I gather 1,000 people and teach 1,000 people, at the end of the day, 1,001 people now know how to do that thing and I still know it as much as I knew at the beginning or even more. Do you get the point I'm making? But let's just stop it here. But the point I want to get us to understand today is, look, you will plant your seed. For your sake, God will pour water upon the seed upon the ground that was thirsty because you put seed in it. Do you follow my point? All the noise that people make about Nigerian police, God said, when you plant seed and it is critical that they function properly, then you pray about them. Then I'll answer you. Listen, it's hard to pray for things that you can't feel. Did you hear what I said? Pray for me, pray for me. If you want somebody to pray for you, make sure it's somebody that knows you. I see all these ones that people say they send a prayer request and somebody prays for them over the, you know, God, please forgive me. I don't know whether what I'm saying is correct or wrong. No, really. By my understanding of prayer, I find it strange that somebody who does not know you send a letter, say, my child has been sick for 3 days. Please pray. And the letter gets to one ministry. And then somebody there looks at the letter, puts a hand on it, and she prays for your child. That look, the way I understand things, I don't believe it works like that. Those are just what Avanzini used to call, the woman, John F. Avanzini. That's what he used to call faith extenders. You understand my point? That is, I know somebody is praying with me somewhere. That strengthens my heart. I mean, something must stir somebody up. There must be some. When people tell me, please pray for me, there and there I pray for you. So that's because. But listen, when something touches you, you will understand what they mean by the effectual fervent prayer. There are prayers I pray that as I'm praying it, I know, look, heavens are, look, the sky is scattering. No, if we have time or if it was appropriate, I'll start telling you stories. As we are praying, we can almost feel it. There was a night something happened. Well, I don't want to put it on tape, okay? Okay, let me just say something and then you can stop your tape. All right? We'll continue what we've been saying last night, but we want to do some hidden G, so we'll stop the tape. So those who are not here, they won't hear it.